Proverbs 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the motives. Commit your deeds to Yahweh, and your plans shall succeed. Yahweh has made everything for its own end, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. They shall certainly not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. By the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart plans his course, but Yahweh directs his steps. Inspired judgments are on the lips of the king. He shall not betray his mouth. Honest balances and scales are Yahweh's. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination for kings to do wrong, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. They value one who speaks the truth. The king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's face is life. His favor is like a cloud of the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Yes, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the plunder with the proud. He who heeds the word finds prosperity. Whoever trusts in Yahweh is blessed. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Pleasantness of the lips promotes instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the punishment of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. The appetite of the laboring man labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man devises mischief. His speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up strife. A whisperer separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. One who winks his eyes to plot perversities, one who compresses his lips, is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is attained by a life of righteousness. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, one who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from Yahweh. Proverbs 17. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who causes shame, and shall have a part in the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tests the hearts. An evildoer heeds wicked lips, a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children is their parents. Excellent speech isn't fitting for a fool, much less do lying lips fit a prince. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers an offense promotes love, but he who repeats a matter separates best friends. A rebuke enters deeper into one who has understanding than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like breaching a dam, therefore stop contention before quarreling breaks out. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, since he has no understanding? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding strikes hands and becomes collateral in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves disobedience loves strife. One who builds a high gate seeks destruction. One who has a perverse heart doesn't find prosperity, and one who has a deceitful tongue falls into trouble. He who becomes the father of a fool grieves. The father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart makes good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man receives a bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is before the face of one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. Also, to punish the righteous is not good, nor to flog officials for their integrity. He who spares his words has knowledge. He who is even-tempered is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is counted wise. When he shuts his lips, he is thought to be discerning. Proverbs 18. A man who isolates himself pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. To be partial to the faces of the wicked is not good, nor to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips come into strife, and his mouth invites beatings. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like dainty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. One who is slack in his work is brother to him who is a master of destruction. Yahweh's name is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, like an unscalable wall in his own imagination. Before destruction, the heart of a man is proud, but before honor is humility. He who answers before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. A man's spirit will sustain him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning gets knowledge. The ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He who pleads his cause first seems right, until another comes and questions him. The lot settles disputes and keeps strong ones apart. A brother offended is more difficult than a fortified city. Disputes are like the bars of a fortress. A man's stomach is filled with the fruit of his mouth. With the harvest of his lips he is satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of Yahweh. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. A man of many companions may be ruined, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 19. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. It isn't good to have zeal without knowledge, nor being hasty with one's feet and missing the way. The foolishness of man subverts his way. His heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness shall not be unpunished. He who pours out lies shall not go free. Many will entreat the favor of a ruler, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the relatives of the poor shun him. How much more do his friends avoid him? He pursues them with pleas, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished. He who utters lies shall perish. Delicate living is not appropriate for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to overlook an offense. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. A wife's quarrels are a continual dripping. House and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, the idle soul shall suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is contemptuous in his ways shall die. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, he will reward him. Discipline your son, for there is hope. Don't be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty, for if you rescue him, you must do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many plans in a man's heart, but Yahweh's counsel will prevail. That which makes a man to be desired is his kindness. A poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, then contentment. He rests and will not be touched by trouble. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Flog a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. If you stop listening to instruction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down iniquity. Penalties are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools. Proverbs 20. Wine is a mocker, and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roaring of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the winter, therefore he shall beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Many men claim to be men of unfailing love, but who can find a faithful man? A righteous man walks in integrity, blessed are his children after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Even a child makes himself known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Don't love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. It's no good, says the buyer. But when he is gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold and abundance of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up collateral for a stranger, and hold him in pledge for a wayward woman. Fraudulent food is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth is filled with gravel. Plans are established by advice. By wise guidance you wage war. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore don't keep company with him who opens wide his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in blackness of darkness. An inheritance gained quickly at the beginning won't be blessed in the end. Don't say, I will pay back evil. Wait for Yahweh, and he will save you. Yahweh detests differing weights, and dishonest scales are not pleasing. A man's steps are from Yahweh. How then can a man understand his way? It is a snare to a man to make a rash dedication, then later to consider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked and drives the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is Yahweh's lamp, searching all his innermost parts. Love and faithfulness keep the king safe. His throne is sustained by love. The glory of young men is their strength. The splendor of old men is their gray hair. Wounding blows cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the innermost parts.